You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a successful motivational speaker and trusted life coach, Nancy knows how you can live the life you want regardless of the challenges you face. Although she's legally blind, Nancy's mission is to inspire others to overcome obstacles and live life full out. Call in at 800-333-0001 to ask Nancy for advice on topics such as relationships, finances, business, health, and more. Just call 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Living Full Out. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. From everybody from California to New York, everywhere in between, I'm so proud to be here with you today. We have a great show ahead of you. We're talking about letting go. So to live full out in life, to really grab onto life with both hands, with excitement, you have to let go of past experiences that may be negative or ones that may have been holding you back. A lot of times in life, we can be told things about ourselves that maybe hit us in a negative way and make us feel bad about ourselves. You want to let that go. If you've had an experience or a trauma in your life, you have to remember that that's in the past. And in order to live your life full out, you really have to embrace letting that go so that you can thrive in a big way. We have several great interviewees and guest hosts later on our show, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go to the lines now. Again, we're live. The number to call in is 800-333-0001, 800-333-0001. All right, we're going to go to the lines. We have Christy. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. So tell us what's going on today.
Hi. Yeah, well, I was, my father died of cancer in April of 2012, which was hard enough, you know, to go through a cancer battle. Mm-hmm. But one of the toughest things for me was that my mom moved on within 1 year of getting married. And it just kind of stunned the family, and we weren't ready for it. And we just kind of felt like she moved on, you know, too soon. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm trying to figure out how I can let go of that and honor my father and still, you know, have a great relationship with my mom and not let it come between us.
You know what? I understand that completely, and I'm sorry for your loss. In fact, my father died in June of 2012, so I am right there with you. Dads are very special. Now, did your parents have a good relationship?
Oh, yes. They were married 56 years. They had a really great, great marriage.
Mm-hmm. And your mom was just a loving wife, very supportive?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay.
They were just a couple. They were a couple that you would think their marriage was made in heaven. They were just so happy together.
That's perfect. Yep. And you know, that's really what we're all looking for. If we get married, we want that best friend. We want that person that we can support. So, you know, what you want to think about, and I think about this a lot of times with my father as well, it's they would only want the best for you. Your dad would only want the best for your mom. And sometimes that is part of letting go. That means that it isn't because she moves on that she didn't love your dad in any great extraordinary way, because she did. It's just that she has to continue to live full out in her life. And love comes in different forms. The way that she loved your dad, I guarantee you, is different than the way that she must love her. Is she married now? New husband, right? So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how is your relationship with him?
Actually, I knew him from when I was little. So it was one of my dad's best friends growing up. You know how you hear those stories.
Oh, yes.
And so he knew my dad, and my mom knew his wife, and they were in each other's weddings. And so growing up until the age of 10, our family vacationed with their family.
Wow.
We didn't see him as much. But I've known him since I was real little.
Wow.
And I liked him a lot when I was little, but I didn't like him to think I want him to be my new dad.
Well,
you know,
he's not a family friend. but he's not your new dad. He's a stepdad, but he doesn't replace your dad. That's what you want to remember here. And you want to remember that, you know, your dad would only want your mom and you to be looked after. And consider it like you have a dad to look after you. He's not your dad. My mom went on to have a second husband, and he passed away from leukemia, and then she's now married for the third time. And every dad that I've had, all the stepdads, have loved me through phases of my life. So I would just let this new stepdad in your life just be that friend, be that person that you can turn to when need be, but he does not replace your dad. Okay. But I think that you will be just fine. You're so lucky to have so much love around you. And I would just really bask in that. Okay. But go ahead and stay on the line because.
It's nice to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was going to.
I was just going to say it's nice that he's known me since I was little. Mm-hmm. So when I saw him again, I hadn't seen him for 40 years. And when he walked through my front door, it was just like taking me back because now I'm 50 and I didn't see him since I was 10.
Well, and that's a long time.
Same boy, same person.
You have a lot of catch up to do, a lot of good conversations to be had.
Yeah.
So stay on the line with us. I'd like to get you information because I want to be able to support you along this path. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. That is such a great call because that's a perfect example of needing to embrace new love, embrace new relationships. We're going to continue to evolve as people as we thrive to live full out. And so be welcoming of those new relationships in your life. We're going to go back to the lines. We have Christian. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Christian. So tell us what's going on today.
Well, there's a friend of mine that I'm having trouble forgiving because of I just feel really betrayed by what he did.
What did he do?
Well, the girl he was going out with, she somehow got it in his head that I was a bad person or something, or that I did something wrong to her, and he ended up taking her side without, you know, even talking to me about it. And then he stopped talking to me.
Is he still?
And
he
being my friend altogether?
Is he still seeing her? Is he still with her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not together anymore.
And now you
moved on to another friend of mine.
Oh gosh. Okay. And now you and him are still not friends at this time.
Still not. Yeah.
Okay. So you're wondering how to rebuild that relationship or how to let go of that relationship.
I've let go of the relationship. It's just, I don't know. I'm just trying to see completely whether, like, I'm at fault here. Is it my fault at all? Because I used to know her before I knew him. So I set them up. Like, I set up the relationship. I was helping him along. I was always there for him when he needed a place to stay so he can go and see her.
Did he ever tell you?
Every way.
Did he ever tell you what? Did he ever tell you what it was about you that he learned that turned him off?
No, it was just one day his girlfriend was really emotional about everything, and everybody was just annoying her, but she singled me out as the main reason she was upset.
Well, the thing is she's no longer in the picture. So in order for you to let go and to perhaps rebuild this relationship, we have to let her go because she's dating another friend of yours at this time, but let's focus on just you and him. Okay. So what I recommend you do, and everybody's going to have a different communication style. So you know him fairly well. You want to figure out, is he somebody you should talk to in person? Is he someone that you should send an email to? Is he someone that you should write a letter to? And I would not do text because that won't give you enough time to say what you need to say, but for whatever reason, you want to get out in a really clear way your stance, your message. And what I really liked that you were starting to do just a few minutes ago is you were starting to be open to maybe what you did wrong. That's being very humble. And the thing is, if something did go wrong and if something was inappropriately said, you would want to know it. And you would want as for him to be your friend to let you know what that was, because you just want to be the best version of yourself going forward, right? So so I would be open to that. Just say, hey, listen, I really want to grow. I want to live full out in life. I want to be a good friend for you and whoever you may be dating in the future. If there's something that I need to change, please let me know. But at the same time, I miss our friendship. I value you because X, Y, and Z. Okay. You don't want to defend and you don't want to blame. You just want to be positive, but yet also looking forward. Don't look backwards. It's part of letting go is to rebuild this relationship, to rebuild this friendship. You just want to look forward as to how you can make it stronger. Is that something you can do?
It's a little difficult because of the situation that we were in. It's hard to trust him considering that he's a person capable of such, like, he can easily just change his mind about me because of whatever anybody else says. So no matter what, going into this friendship, I'm always going to be worried that anybody could say anything and he would end up leaving again.
Well, and go ahead.
Also the fact that he never actually apologized for it. He sometimes it seems like he is willing to talk to me, but he's just sitting there as if he's waiting for me to somehow come and apologize to him for what happened.
Well, and you bring up
never said he's sorry.
Right, and you bring up a good point. So you have to evaluate for yourself if is this a relationship worth keeping. You know, we meet people in our life in different reasons. You know, sometimes people are, you know, college friends or, you know, elementary school friends or friends we might develop in a relationship like a marriage or a partnership of some kind. You have to evaluate for yourself if this is a friendship worth keeping. It may just be that it's time to let it go. Now, what I want you to do is don't make any rush decisions, okay? Really process this.
Yeah.
But you can only decide for yourself whether to keep the friendship or not. I'd like you to stay on the line because I have some more thoughts for you on this. If we can get you information, and I'll talk to you offline, okay? But thank you so much.
Sure thing.
All right. Great calls today in this first segment. Again, we're live. That number is 800-333-0001, 800-333-0001. We're talking about letting go. And again, this is the Living Full Out Show, and we will be right back.
Imagine relaxing with a cup of the finest tea in existence. Complex, perfectly balanced, fragrant teas that were once only reserved for emperors and royalty are now yours to enjoy with Waterfall Teas. With a range of fragrances, flavors, and pleasures selected from the most elite tea regions in the world, the nectar of the tea leaves of our exquisite teas spreads goodness from the mouth to the whole body, making every essence of your being rejoice. Go to waterfallteas.com and let Waterfall Tea Company be your personal tea sommelier. Waterfallteas.com.
Living Full Out is a motivational speaking and life coaching company dedicated to helping others achieve their potential. Whether you're looking for one-on-one coaching or seeking to empower your employees with customized presentations, Nancy Solari will give you and your team the tools to de-stress, self-motivate, and pursue your vision for the future. To find out more about our coaching and presentation options, visit livingfullout.com or call 310-909-7800. Again, that's livingfullout.com or 310-909-7800.
Are you looking to attract more clients for your business? Well, the folks at Directory Tree can help. They can connect you with business owners, presidents, and C-level executives that make decisions on buying your services. Usually these executives are difficult to reach and they make most of the decisions. Directory Tree can help you to connect with these business executives. Their expert team does all the work. They craft the message, send out the email, and track the results. Let Directory Tree promote, manage, and grow your business. Contact them at 800-340-1117. That's 800-340-1117.
The Living Full Out Radio Show would like to thank all of our partners. They are a great resource to the show and to the community. If you own or manage a business and would like to promote your services, give us a call to partner with the show. You may even qualify for a guest hosting segment. Please call us at 310-909-7800 or email at partner@livingfullout.com. Once again, that number is 310-909-7800. Or you can email us at partner@livingfullout.com.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a certified life coach, Nancy can help you to overcome challenges and start living full out. Call in with questions live at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. This is the Living Full Out Show, and today we are talking about letting go so that we can really embrace life in a big way with all our passion and love in our hearts. We want to be able to let go of those negative experiences or things that maybe have been told to us over the past years that, you know, hit us in a negative way and make us feel bad about ourselves. This is the time to start the year off right. Really let those things go. We have some great interviews and guest hosting today, and we're going to kick that off now with Roosh Sharp. She is the owner of Tutoring Club of Littleton. And they do tutoring for levels K through 12, so students who need support in basic reading or math or writing, or even if they need just support in terms of tutoring for a class, they have credentials of different tutors that can really help those students out in achieving their academic goals. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, I'm so excited. We know we talked earlier today, but you are just such a really warm spirit. Like, I can just tell that you love what you do. And so I'd love to just jump on in and, you know, let our listeners know a little bit about your organization.
Well, thank you so much. So what we do is, like you said, we have a proprietary curriculum that gets kids up to grade level in math, reading, and writing. But really what parents can expect when they come here to tutoring is they can expect three things, I always tell my parents. Qualified tutors, a soft place for their kids to land, a good resource, but most importantly, a plan, so that we're not just throwing a cookie-cutter curriculum out there, that we're really tailoring the tutoring for each individual student's needs. Maybe they need our curriculum for a while, and then maybe they need study skills and then homework help. So whatever it is that they need, that it's tailored to their needs.
And I love that. And that, again, is such an extension of who you are, because you want each person to feel special, catered to. And I'm sure you have students of all different kinds that need support. But, you know, in terms of a challenge that they may be having with a particular course or maybe, again, math or writing or reading, you know, how do you help students with that?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that I notice with my students and with the parents, and they don't mean to do this, but they have preconceived ideas of what they can do or what their kids can do. You know, I hear all the time, oh, I'm just not good at math, or I'm just not good at reading. And some kids genuinely are not good with math. And they genuinely don't like to read, but usually there's an underlying core reason why they're not good with this. So the biggest challenge is getting them to let go, for lack of a better word, to let go of those preconceived ideas that they have of themselves. Because it really, if they have the right tutoring and the right support and resources, they can get through it. You can't avoid math, you can't avoid reading, but you can learn to build on the skills that you have.
You know, and you bring up such a great point, because I fell into that trap myself. I know I've said to myself over the years, I'm just not good at math. So you're right in the zone, and I love that you speak their language, you understand even emotionally what they're going through kind of behind the scenes and helping them let go of that. What would be a piece of advice that you would give parents in considering tutoring?
Well, there's different pieces of advice that I give for different age levels, but overall, a general piece of advice is to tell your kids to always ask questions. Mm-hmm. I talked to a professor once at a major university out here in Colorado, and he said the biggest thing that you can do, that kids can do in college, is ask for help. Kids avoid things that they don't like to do or that really intimidate them. So just to tell them that it's okay that you don't know how to do everything. It's extremely rare to go through 12 years of education and not get some sort of help somewhere along the way, and it's okay. You know, part of tutoring is really giving them a life lesson that you're not always going to be good at math or some other subject, but you've got to roll up your sleeves and get it done. You know, your boss is going to ask you to do something that you don't like to do, and you just have got to roll up your sleeves and get it done.
I love that. It's really building confidence at an early age, and really we all need help. You're right, and that's why even callers call into this show. They want to seek assistance in getting over a challenge. So
absolutely.
Now I've always wondered, is tutoring seasonal? For example, I mean, is it something that a student might do over the summer or right before finals? Or is it really all year round?
Typically, it's all year round. However, there are higher peaks in my phone volume. Right now, I'm getting a lot of phone calls for ACT prep. January, second semester, is always much busier than the first semester. First semester parents want to let the kids see what they can do, and then, you know, they struggle the first semester, and then they finally decide over Christmas, okay, we got the grades, we need to maybe get you some resources. And again, like I was saying, ACT prep is really big in second semester. Every junior pretty much across the United States has to take the ACT in April. In fact, I just took 3 phone calls today for it. So, mm-hmm. And I am running a special on my ACT prep. It's $50 off. So to answer your question, it's all around, but there are certainly higher volumes of tutoring than other times throughout the year.
Wow. You know what I really love is you're a partner with the student, with the parents. You're a partner with them on this academic journey. And again, your passion for what you do just shines through in a big way. And so if our listeners would like to get in touch with you, maybe to take advantage of that prep that you just mentioned, how could they reach out to you?
Well, my telephone number is area code 303-904-4600. And that, again, is 303-904-4600. Or our website is very simply tutoringclub.com, www.tutoringclub.com.
And that is so great. And really, I express all of our listeners today, if you have kids that may need some extra assistance, give Ruth a call, because she's just really so much knowledge that she could share with you. And it's really been a delight to have you on. And I think you've helped a lot of our listeners let go. Again, if you keep saying you're not good at math, it might not be true. Just let it go.
Right?
Right. So thank you so much for calling in today and being a part of our show. And I hope you have a wonderful Sunday.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Ruth. So I really welcome everybody to, you know, reach out to Ruth if you have questions. Her tutoring club is really one of a kind. And again, today we're live. We're talking about letting go so we can live full out in our lives. The number to call in is 800-333-0001, 800-333-0001. We're live. We're going to go back to the lines. We have Terry. Welcome to the show. Hi, Terry.
Hi,
welcome.
How are you?
I am great.
Thank you.
Tell us, what's going on today?
Well, I'm enrolled at, a pretty good university, and I've been taking classes and whatnot, most of my prerequisites, but I haven't really found my true calling at university yet, and I feel like I am wasting valuable money of my parents at university because, I'm putting in this hard work, but I don't feel that my grades are truly reflecting the work that I'm putting in. And so I know that I'm easily able to pull out of the university and, attend a community college back home, thus saving more money and allowing me a little bit more time to kind of figure out my path. Mm-hmm. But, I'm seeking advice today on how to let go of the stresses associated with, my academic abilities, because I feel like they're probably clouding my judgment because, I just feel a little stressed and I feel pressured for time because I am spending so much money, but yet I haven't found what I truly want to do yet.
You know what? There's probably lots of listeners today either nodding their head because they've been there or they are there. And the thing is we don't always know in life who we want to be when we grow up, or what we want to morph into as our passions and interests change. And so you're really in alignment with so many people are. So the thing is I want you to consider a couple of things. I think it's great that you're acknowledging how much your parents are spending on your education, and if it makes sense to you and makes sense to them, transition to community college, then that might be the right fit. But you want to consider maybe shadowing. Think about different professions that interest you, and maybe take some time to do an internship or two or shadow someone in that career just to kind of soak up what that might look like. And, maybe even join some clubs or talk to different people about what they do for a living, just trying to evaluate what might be a good fit for you. But unless you get out there and experience those internships or job shadowing or, talking to people in various professions, you're not going to know what's available to you. Have you explored that?
Right. I haven't necessarily explored that. I think that is a good idea. I guess I've been so stressed about, my academics that I haven't really pursued anything extracurricular yet.
Well, and I think you really have to let go of that stress, because that stress will always be there. You're stressed about financial for the academics now, but then the financial stresses, they don't go away. I'd love to tell you they do, but they don't. Okay. So you're in this time here and now where you're in a growing phase of your life. So really soak up those experiences. Maybe it is makes more sense to go to a community college and then do some clubs and do some internships and really experience more of what life has to offer. I would definitely like to share more with you offline here off the show, because again, so many of our callers have been here before. So if you can stay on the line, I'd definitely like to get your information so we can support you in your path.
Okay, thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, you're very welcome. I know great things are ahead for you. You just can't give up. Keep believing, okay? But stay on the line, and we'll get you information. Okay, so really, everybody today who's listening, letting go is a process. You know, it's not a snap. If you're having a relationship challenge where, again, like one of our callers previously who needs to mend a relationship, or if you're trying to find your way in life, that is what life is about. It's a journey. It's not a race. And so soak this experience up. The pros and the cons of life, we have to just relish in all of that. But at the end of the day, believe in who you are, because you are worth it. And you're worth a life full of great things. So we're going to be back here shortly with a guest host, which you don't want to miss. And again, this is the Living Full Out Show. And the number to call in, we're live, is 800-333-0001. 800-333-0001. I'm Nancy Solari. This is Living Full Out. We'll be back.
Imagine relaxing with a cup of the finest tea in existence. Complex, perfectly balanced, fragrant teas that were once only reserved for emperors and royalty are now yours to enjoy with Waterfall Teas. With a range of fragrances, flavors, and pleasures selected from the most elite tea regions in the world, the nectar of the tea leaves of our exquisite teas spreads goodness from the mouth to the whole body, making every essence of your being rejoice. Go to waterfallteas.com and let Waterfall Tea Company be your personal tea sommelier. Waterfallteas.com.
Living Full Out is a motivational speaking and life coaching company dedicated to helping others achieve their potential. Whether you're looking for one-on-one coaching or seeking to empower your employees with customized presentations, Nancy Solari will give you and your team the tools to de-stress, self-motivate, and pursue your vision for the future. To find out more about our coaching and presentation options, visit livingfullout.com or call 310-909-7800. Again, that's livingfullout.com or 310-909-7800.
Are you looking to attract more clients for your business? Well, the folks at Direct Retreat can help. They can connect you with business owners, presidents, and C-level executives that make decisions on buying your services. Usually these executives are difficult to reach, and they make most of the decisions. Direct Retreat can help you to connect with these business executives. Their expert team does all the work. They craft the message, send out the email, and track the results. Let Direct Retreat promote, manage, and grow your business. Contact them at 800-340-1117. That's 800-340-1117.
The Living Full Out Radio Show would like to thank all of our partners. They are a great resource to the show and to the community. If you own or manage a business and would like to promote your services, give us a call to partner with the show. You may even qualify for a guest hosting segment. Please call us at 310-909-7800 or email at partner@livingfullout.com. Once again, that number is 310-909-7800. Or you can email us at partner@livingfullout.com.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. A professional motivational speaker, Nancy can help you overcome obstacles and start living full out. Call in with questions live at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. So again, this is the Living Full Out Show. I am Nancy Solari, and today we're talking about letting go so we can really go after life in a big way. Let go of those limiting beliefs, those negative experiences in your life, so that you can thrive in a big way. I'm so excited today. We have a guest host. She is a registered dietitian. We have Andrea N. Giancoli here with us, and she's a nutritionist, but she also is a consultant, and she's really a health advocate and a communicator. I mean, there's no limits to what Andrea can do. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell us, our listeners, briefly. So what do you do? You do so many things. It really blows me away.
Oh, well, thank you so much. As you said, I'm a registered dietitian. I'm also a media consultant, and I consult with companies to help them come up with better nutrition messaging and health messaging that can really speak to people, that people can really hear, and that's not confusing or is misleading them. And then I also do a lot of nutrition counseling and also do a little bit of nutrition policy there, trying to help make our environments better and the healthy choice to be the easier choice.
I love that. And again, she's with us during this segment, and we're live. So call in because she's got so much great knowledge to share. The number to call in again is 800-333-0001. And let's go take the next caller here. We have Nicole. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
You're with Andrea and Nancy. Tell us what's going on today.
I'm just really disappointed that I can't work out as much as I used to. Because I have a hard time balancing between my schedule with work and school, and I was looking for like some tips or advice on how to relieve some of my stress because I can't balance my schedule.
Nicole, I am right there with you. I have that same issue with finding time. Andrea, what do you think?
Well, I think that's a common issue that a lot of people have, really trying to balance all the things that are going on in their lives. But what's the great thing about exercise or physical activity is you don't have to do it all at once. And there's things that you can do during the day that will help relieve some of that stress. You can exercise in spurts as well, Nicole. You don't have to do it all at one time. You can work out for 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, do things like put more activity in your day, make your life a little more inconvenient, if you will. Park further away from where you're going so that you have a little bit of a walk. Take the stairs whenever you can. You know, take that grocery cart back to the grocery store after you've unloaded your groceries. And just when you try to think about doing activity and not always taking the easy way out, you'll find that your stress level will probably go down and you'll feel better about yourself because you're getting some exercise in and some activity in.
Does that sound like some, you know, helpful, really easy skills that you can acquire that you can do?
It does. Sounds really helpful.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You have just enlightened me. I am going to take that grocery cart back more often. I am telling you, simple things like that.
And it's
right?
Also a polite thing to do as well.
Look at, see, so many things I'm learning from her. Well, I hope that was helpful for you today. We believe in you. And again, it's a new year. So just step out there, give it your best. Every day is a new one. Okay. So don't be hard on yourself, but just go for it in a big way. Okay. Stay on the line so we can get your information. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Nice talking with you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Such great advice and just really easy to implement. I love it. So we're going to go back to the lines. We have Tori. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. You're with me and you're with Andrea today. We're both here to listen and help you out. What's going on?
Okay. All right. Okay, so my boyfriend and I broke up about 6 weeks ago, and it's been really hard for me to let go. I'm still pretty new to Houston, so I don't have friends I can go out with, and my family doesn't live here, so I'm alone most of the time, and that's because he was the person I spend all of my time with. But I want to move forward, but adjusting to all this free time and alone time is hard, and it makes me miss him a lot. So my main concern and question is, how can I let him go and be okay with being alone?
You know what? Again, a place that I've been before, Andrea, I'm sure you've encountered
I have been there before, Tori. I know that story very, very well. And I really do feel for you. But this is a temporary time for you. Your breakup is very fresh. And just speaking from personal experience, time is the best healer. And it's going to take a bit for you to be more confident and feel better in yourself. And I know it's harder because it's a new place for you and you don't have the social circle yet built up. But that will happen with time. And you know, you got to get yourself out there and meet people and make yourself available. But do give yourself a break and realize that it's hard to get over a breakup. And sometimes you just have to embrace that and let it, you know, kind of let those feelings come, and that will really help you to let go later.
I think that's great advice. And also remember, this is an exciting time because people come into our lives for different reasons, different growth spurts that we have. But oh my gosh, your next great love could be right around the corner. Okay. So you have to walk out there confidently, kind of build yourself up, keep developing yourself, learning, growing, so that you can really be that strong girlfriend, wife, who knows, for the next person.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no problem. Stay in the line. Let's go ahead and get your information. We'll send you some tips I think will help you, you know, during this time. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you so much. You are just giving such great advice today because I think you're right. I mean, this is actually special time that she has to do her own personal growth.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of, do some thinking about what makes her tick and why. She's in a very difficult time, no doubt about it. All breakups are tough, and hers is fairly new, only 6 weeks ago. So sometimes you do have to give yourself that time to mourn a little bit.
Well, and being what you do so lovely for a profession, you know, nutrition and fitness and all that, if our listeners have that time, what's a good way for them to channel having better health during that time?
Well, for them to have more time to for themselves, well, again, that's something that nutrition and diet and food and exercise can all help with helping us to feel better. And I would love to hear from people if they wanted to tweet me at Andrea N. John Coley. That's AndreaNGianColi. I know it's a long, but I like my name, so I put it out there.
It's a great name. It's a great
Thank
name.
You. And right back at you, my paisana.
Solari, exactly.
Yes. But Italians here.
Exactly. But you know, having good health, having, you know, really great skills and habits in your back pocket for nutrition and fitness, I mean, that's what you're all about. I mean, I just spent so much time with you here this morning talking about, oh gosh, different foods and how they work within
work
our body.
Body
I have a new outlook on cheese, and which I love cheese. But you know, share with our listeners what, you know, given that today's show is about letting go, what is some motivation advice that you have for those listeners in letting go of, again, might be a relationship, it might be health needs or concerns they have?
I think we have to give ourselves a break. You know, we do put a lot of stress on ourselves, and that's, you know, that's a struggle, but we are human beings and life is stressful. And if you live a healthful life as much as you can and try not to make it, you know, too hard on yourself if you mess up or have a bad day or something like that where you maybe don't eat as well or you don't exercise, give yourself a break. There's always time to get back on that train or that wagon or that horse or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is another day and the rest of today.
I love it.
Time.
I love it. And that is so like simple, but at the same time, very true, you know? And you know, in the consulting that you've done in terms of health and nutrition, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that people have in order to really let go and live full out?
What I find with people when it comes to health and when it comes to nutrition and food is they become very hung up on certain types of diets or certain types of food. And, you know, it's the total diet. It's the total way that you eat that matters. It's not one particular thing, one particular food. And then if we can let go of that and start to embrace the total holistic me, my diet, my exercise plan, it's a marriage that should never divorce. And we don't want to get so hung up on one thing or another and realize that what we're doing as a total is what's important.
Yeah, it's very mental. It's really building a strong mindset. It's knowing that you're worth it. I mean, I'm sure you handle that a lot, you know, in your own consulting. And in terms of like your advocate work, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, what I do right now is I work on policies, like I said earlier, that try to work with environments like our food environments, our built environment, our cities, where the choices to make for activity or for eating may not be that easy to pick the healthy choice. So making the healthy choices easier. So for example, going into a restaurant and they have a section of their menu or their whole menu has healthier choices that you can make rather than having to go through and figure out, oh my gosh, like this has got a lot of oil in it or this has got a lot of fat in it. Working with restaurants to offer healthier choices while also helping business and working with cities so that our cities can become more walkable, more inviting places where we want to be outside, where we want to be walking or riding our bike. So working with cities and restaurants and different entities and organizations to really help change our environments so healthy choices are easy choices.
Well, and I'm personally grateful that you are in the world, in our communities, because if we didn't have advocates like you, we wouldn't have bike paths. We wouldn't have those menus. And so I personally want to extend a grateful thank you.
I appreciate that. And likewise for you. I mean, the advice that you're putting out there and talking with people about how they can let go is so important and so wonderful, and you do a fabulous job at it.
Well, thank you so much. And Earlie, it's been great having you today, guest hosting. And we have more callers coming shortly. Just real quick, we have 30 seconds. Give them that way to contact you one more time.
Great. They can tweet me at Andrea N. Gianculli, AndreaNGiancoli, or call me at 310-379-6512. Again, 310-379-6512. And
that's
love
great.
To talk to you.
Andrea, you're one of a kind. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back with the Living Full Out Show.
Imagine relaxing with a cup of the finest tea in existence. Complex, perfectly balanced, fragrant teas that were once only reserved for emperors and royalty are now yours to enjoy with Waterfall Teas. With a range of fragrances, flavors, and pleasures selected from the most elite tea regions in the world, the nectar of the tea leaves of our exquisite teas spreads goodness from the mouth to the whole body, making every essence of your being rejoice. Go to waterfallteas.com and let Waterfall Tea Company be your personal tea sommelier. Waterfallteas.com.
Living Full Out is a motivational speaking and life coaching company dedicated to helping others achieve their potential. Whether you're looking for one-on-one coaching or seeking to empower your employees with customized presentations, Nancy Solari will give you and your team the tools to de-stress, self-motivate, and pursue your vision for the future. To find out more about our coaching and presentation options, visit livingfullout.com or call 310-909-7800. Again, that's livingfullout.com or 310-909-7800.
Are you looking to attract more clients for your business? Well, the folks at Direct Retreat can help. They can connect you with business owners, presidents, and C-level executives that make decisions on buying your services. Usually these executives are difficult to reach and they make most of the decisions. Direct Retreat can help you to connect with these business executives. Their expert team does all the work. They craft the message, send out the email, and track the results. Let Direct Retreat promote, manage, and grow your business. Contact them at 800-340-1117. That's 800-340-1117.
The Living Full Out Radio Show would like to thank all of our partners. They are a great resource to the show and to the community. If you own or manage a business and would like to promote your services, give us a call to partner with the show. You may even qualify for a guest hosting segment. Please call us at 310-909-7800 or email at partner@livingfullout.com. Once again, that number is 310-909-7800. Or you can email us at partner@livingfullout.com.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a trusted life coach, Nancy will help you overcome setbacks and embrace all life has to offer. Call in with questions live at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. This is the Living Full Out Show. Today we're talking about letting go so that we can really step forward in a really confident, big way to live our lives full out. We have a lot of calls on the line. We're going to try to get through as many as we can. Again, that number is 800-333-0001. We're going to go to the lines now. We have Riley. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Riley. So tell us, what's going on today?
I recently graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I made a few, like, best friends, like, we were inseparable. And then my last semester was just an internship, which was 40 hours a week, and then I was working on top of that and going to school. Mm-hmm. So I was always busy, and I lost touch with all of them. And so by the end of the semester, whenever I could hang out again, they didn't want anything to do with me, wouldn't go to my graduation, wouldn't even call me back, and now I'm having trouble making new friendships and, like, letting go of the negative ones.
Did they ever tell you why they started to push you away?
They claimed that I didn't have time for them anymore.
Mm. You know,
which I was very busy, but
well, don't feel bad about being busy. But sometimes the best thing we can do in life is just be humble and ask for forgiveness. and say, you know what, I was in a time in my life where I needed to do this, and I'm really sorry that I wasn't there for you. And you know, more than anything, I would love to reignite that friendship because you mean so much to me because of X, Y, and Z. You know, just not coming from the blame game and any of that, but I would find out what their communication style is. Call them up on the phone, meet them face-to-face, send them an email, but put that out there to them. And, you know, they have the choice to be your friend or not, but the great thing about life, and I know that, you know, you're still younger on the spectrum of an entire life, is you are going to have so many friends that are going to enter your world for different reasons and different times. So just be open and get out there and join clubs and do activities so that you can meet those people, because great friendships are really everywhere. And once you do have those great friendships, and I just thought about this myself this year, I'm going to dedicate to get in touch with more people too. If we reach out to them, they may want us back as friends, they may not, but at least you do the effort. Okay? So just put yourself out there in reaching out to them, trying one more time to reunite that friendship, and put yourself out there again to meet new friends. And I believe in you very much, and I'd like to stay in touch with you if I can get your information and we can stay in touch with you after the show.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Thanks, Riley. All right.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go back to the lines. We have Monique. Monique, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Monique. I know you have been on hold for some time, so I'm so glad I'm here with you. Tell me, what's going on today?
Well, I feel like I need to let go of the fact that I probably won't get my dream job. I've been working for the government for 20 years, right out of college. And it's always provided with stable living, good benefits, but I am very bored and completely unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I considered leaving my job, but when I looked into retirement issues, even to other government agencies, it doesn't seem that it would be beneficial for me to leave. And it's on my mind every day I go to work, and I need to kind of let it go. But you know what? I've got another 10 years here, and mm-hmm. after that, maybe I can do something else. But
is there any room for promotion for you?
Not. There are pay grades. There are some promotions, but I am a senior manager, mm-hmm. so the higher you get up, the fewer positions there are.
Mm-hmm.
And my career has been unique in that I don't know how this happened, but I've always worked in specialized positions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like a jack of all trades, but not a subject matter expert in any one thing, based on the kind of jobs I've done through the last 20 years. So it was a struggle to even get this last promotion, which mm-hmm. I've been in this position for 7 years. But I'm trying. Mm-hmm. You know, with the downturn in the economy, a lot of government, mm-hmm. My particular government agency, they're not hiring as much, or they're, you know, restructuring, and you end up with different duties. Or
yeah. Well, I have some thoughts for you, Monique, because the thing is, you know, I'm sure you're really good at what you do. That's why you're a senior. You're at the top there, right? But remember that there's so many different facets to who we are. I'm sure that you're a loving friend and mother and maybe a daughter and all that. And I just want you to understand that your job does not define all of who you are or all of who you can be. And so I think in this new year, it would be really exciting to see what you could do outside this job, perhaps to, you know, help you financially, as well as just diversify you in terms of your hobbies and passions. You know, organizations that maybe could use your expertise on the weekends or in the evenings or part-time, or maybe you have that entrepreneurial bug somewhere in you that so many of us get, you know, that you can channel. Just really explore beyond your job that you're currently at, you know, how else you can evolve and grow. And then within the job that you're currently at, you know, just be the best you can at that, because when you leave that job one day, you're going to be memorable. They're going to be talking about Monique for years and years to come. So try not to get bored, but try to stay excited. Try to, you know, help maintain your teams to also stay motivated. Is that something you can do?
You know, I'm trying to. I have gone to my boss. I've been there 7 years, and what happens is repetitive. I manage the finances for an engineering program. So I'm kind of been doing the same thing for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so in talking to my program manager, I've asked for more work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talked to his boss. And because of how tricky government is, it's like no one wants, they don't want to lose any position. So to say that I don't have enough work mm-hmm. would mean that they don't need some of the other positions. So it's kind of tricky. Mm-hmm. So what I did on my own recently is I work with all engineers,
mm-hmm.
is I went to one of the engineers and asked to take over one of his job responsibilities
mm-hmm.
that I knew I could do without engineering experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I've
Well, see,
that.
And that is exactly what I'm talking about. You're putting yourself out there. And the thing is it's we don't know and you don't know yet what's coming, what's still possible. Just keep asking, just what you did with that one to ask for help and see if somebody else could use your services. That's perfect. I mean, just keep doing that. You know, I have actually some great thoughts for you on this, more than we can share on the air per se, because they're going to be more customized to you. So could I get your information and talk to you off the show a little further?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, thank you.
No, because I believe in you, and I want you to stay on the line. We'll get you information, and I'm going to be calling you after the show to talk a little further. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Monique. So many great questions today. We're going to go to the lines one more time. We have Reggie. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good and happy to be with you. So tell me, what's going on today?
All right. Well, my name's Reggie. And listening to the program that's been going on and some of the stories that other people have shared,
mm-hmm.
What comes to mind for me for letting go is probably the relationship I had about 4 years ago
mm-hmm.
and how it's kind of affecting me now when I try to, you know, put myself out there and date and meet new people. I always seem to find something that's reminiscent of that particular relationship, I'm just very nitpicky, and I believe it's time for me to just let go of those memories and the things that are holding me back from having a fulfilling relationship.
You know what? It is so interesting, Reggie, because you are kind of pulling together everything we've talked about today, because at the end of the day, you are the only one who can decide whether or not to let go of a relationship or not. But there are so many exciting friendships, relationships, education, and experiences ahead of you that when we hold on, we hold on to the past, and we hold on to a relationship, it doesn't allow us to flourish and grow. And what I hear you saying is that you've kind of gone through the trenches, you've thought about it, you've grinded about it, you've probably cried about it, you've laughed about it, you've been angry about it, and now you're just letting go.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot of emotion.
That
energy could be better used for something greater. So I'm so proud of you for getting to that place. And I'd love to stay on the line with you afterwards and you know, I have some ideas for you of how you can channel this new passion and energy to really live your life full out. So thank you for calling in today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thank you.
What a great show today. I really appreciate everybody who called in. We have a staff here that works really hard to put together a great show. I want to thank Eric and Paul from CRN, as well as my team here, everybody who puts this together. Jeff Eisen, thank you very much. I want to, again, thank you to Andrea Gincoli and Ruth Sharp and everybody who put together a show that is about motivating people to let go of those negative thoughts, negative experiences, so you can live your life full out. We'll be back next week with a very exciting show about maximizing your potential, so again, you can live your life full out. My name is Nancy Soleri, and you know, as a certified life coach, I really value this time that I have with you, because life, again, it's a treasure. We want to treasure it. We want to make sure that for all the frustrations, for all the negative experiences, for all the relationships that have come and have gone, you know, that we don't let that define who we can be in the future. And you really have to hold yourself right now in this day and time to know that you have the ability to make the friends that you want in life. You really do. You have the ability to get the career or make a big impact in an organization. You have that ability. It's not going to happen overnight, so you got to get creative and think it through, and that's what we do at Living Full Out. So if you have questions beyond this show, give us a call at Living Full Out at 310-909-7800. You can actually call me personally at extension 101. Have a great day. This is the Living Full Out Show.